Hello, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 663. I am on a new road today. Oh, I guess the title of this is New Roads. This trip, I've gone to a few different places that were very interesting and I liked. And now I'm taking a whole other path here. Whoa. And this road is of interesting value. It's a little 40-mile long state highway, 193. It goes between Raton and what else would you say? Raton and Roy, kind of. Not really, but it's one of the few roads that makes that thing. I'm always looking for alternatives to the interstate, as you know, because I don't like the traffic. And I always like the back roads. This is pretty sincere plains. This reminds me a lot of the area around Tucumcari. And but it's got really rolling hills, really, really nice. From the standpoint of a guy who likes kind of not only living off the beaten path, but you can't see his house from the beaten path, you know, this is really interesting to me. I think we're going through the Kiowae grasslands right now. I certainly see what it looks like. Well, no, there are nice signs that say no trespassing, but they're not government signs, so I'm guessing we're not. Oh, there's this really cool mountain coming up. Almost a denuded one, though. That's kind of sad. There's trees on the backside of it. The side that I can see is somewhat just kind of grass. Grass and dirt. Big guy, though. Big guy. I don't see any antennas on top of it. So we are sincerely in the middle of nowhere. There's a mesa off to the side. Nice looking. But see, there's actually mountains here that come from old volcanoes. So I think that's what we've got here is kind of an ancient volcano anyway, neat looking stuff. I'm always interested. The guy that bought our family ranch, he actually bought more land too, so you can't really say he bought just that. He bought a larger piece of property that included our old family ranch. He built a huge house, and I guess it was very, very expensive. And of course, he put it on the most prominent spot he could find, which I find kind of odd, because I'm a guy who doesn't want that at all. I would rather be, you know, just enough outside of a gully to so that I don't get caught in a flash flood, but I also want to kind of be in kind of the slant of it, just for the simple reason that I don't want to be seen. I want to be predominantly hidden. Oh, hit a bird here. Birds are a little lazy. I guess they're not used to cars. And I guess that's a real thing. Now, that's me, and I don't know if that's a Zenith thing, if, you know, since I usually define Zenith as people who are like me, then I guess that's what it is, kind of wanting to stay off the radar as much as possible, you know, and not just avoiding things, you know, avoiding notice, but not to cause anybody else any problems either. Oh, wow. This is really kind of neat. Something that I don't think under normal circumstances you'd be able to see out here. Because it's just a few miles away. This is all part of somebody's ranch. That would be so cool to have. And there's several mountains, right? There's all kinds of peaks. These are fantastic. Oh, don't really see any houses. some magnificent brake lands, though. Just beautiful. No, there's some houses over there. But yeah, just amazing looking stuff. It would be great. It would be great to kind of see what this stuff kind of entails. Anyway, neat looking stuff. The adventurous side of me is starting to get kind of kicked up. Back behind it, there's two, I don't know if you call them mountains. There is definitely one that definitely is a mountain. It does look like a plateau, like what we have in Tucumcari, the stuff that passes for mountains there. These are definitely mountainous things, probably really have the things going down the sides as if, you know, it was a volcano. But just cool. The mountains behind them have some really nice looks like trees on them. Not big trees, probably just, you know, pinyons, stuff like that. Oop, got some cows out on the road. A couple of calves out here. I think the calves busted through. Yeah, just in time for us to go dirt. I always end up hitting things that become dirt roads. Oh my gosh, we're going to go right by 21 miles of unpaved road. May not be passable during inclement weather. I'm hoping that we haven't had much inclement weather. It did rain quite a bit here, but this looks pretty dry right here. We're going to go right by these mountains. That's fantastic. Right through them. Around them. Oh, man. I'm always... My heart is singing in case you're not noticing. And if... I don't want to really go into the heart singing. You know, that could be contrived as the Holy Spirit speaking to you. But just otherwise, just... beautiful and something that makes you happy. And just really great stuff. So that's a cool looking mountain. I'm sorry for anything. I would love to. I think I'd love to be up there. A little bit separate, somewhere up there, so one couldn't find me. Is that what I really hope for out of life? Not to be found? I don't know if I want to escape, but just to say, well, I want to, you know, land in sales, huh? Should we want to sell this place? Wow. Who would want to sell this place? Anyway, gee whiz, amazing. Nice place. You can see cows everywhere, so this is definitely grazing land, but with some contour to it. The great part is this is actually in my work area. If I actually wanted to move to one of these places, I technically could. It looks like this once used to be a paved road. You can still see some of the pavement on it, but they've just let it kind of go back to dirt. Yeah, I can see it. That's amazing. So this is a place that once had higher prospects, but has since kind of slid down, I guess, for lack of a better term. I hope the thing up here is not too muddy. Looks like we're going to hit some mud here. Hopefully not too bad. There's somebody's place back there. Looks pretty nice. I got to pay attention to the road better so I don't have a problem. 193, turning. Okay, well, I gotta keep an eye on that. Just neat stuff. Absolutely stark raving cool. I love the mountains. This is great. Uh-oh. The state's going to put down... It looks like they might be putting down some gravel. Or at least they dumped a big pile of it over here. There's somebody's house way out there in the boonies next to two pretty good-sized mountains. I would love to be here. I think my kids would love to be here, too. Camp out here all the time. Kind of just to be away. There's some really good parts to just being away. Is that... I think that's Chaplin... No, it's not. Chaplin's a lot more further that way. Although there's this road going up this mountain. That looks interesting. Old houses that have been abandoned. Lots of trees around them. My wife would love that. Anyway, just neat places. This place is probably a little colder than my wife would like, but not too bad. Certainly cooler in the summertime, which works for me. I don't mind the fact that things get colder in the winter. This is definitely a territory that doesn't, definitely a grassland, short grassland looking at it. And it's already golden, so it doesn't rain much out here. But a little bit of green on the side of the road. Just, amazing. Okay. Mud. Yuck. Couldn't really avoid that. We're gonna go right by these hills here. Wow, this is great. Looks like there used to be these used to be some roads out here. I think they're still here, technically. And another dumping of kind of asphalty looking stuff that looks as if they would be encouraging people that they would be paving this road someday. Yeah. This is so cool. A lot of volcanic rock, which says, you know, these things were formed by more volcanic stuff. Anything else? Lifting up. Old houses and such. Oh my gosh, an old crane down there. Somebody's got his own crane, but he just left it kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, just neat. Neat territory. It all appears to be private land. Let's take a look at it, ultimately. Oh, I think I just lost one of my... At least one of my things here. My had some plums and some peaches. The prices were pretty good. About $1.50 a pound, which is bad. And bought some. Good stuff. Wow. But we're going right past these mountains. It looks like we're going to stay close to these. I love this road. This road's a kick in the pants. Called Porter Ranch. Wow. Well, nice cows. nice house, old barns, got some new roofs on it, and got some nice cars. Back behind it, it's got a trailer, interesting. But they've got maybe two or three families living in this one thing here. Almost kind of a bunkhouse out in the back. Yeah, pretty nice. Pretty nice setup. Anyway, we're going past... Ooh, there's like a water tank over there. And a nice, another nice house. I don't really want to be around nice houses, but, you know, you're going to be around people who are kind, and will tell you that, people have to look after each other out here. So we got 26 miles on this road. You know how typically a road will miss anything interesting? This road isn't missing anything interesting. It's driving right past neat things. Here's one of the roads that has all the trees on it, and it looks great. Fantastic. But otherwise, just huge expanses of grassland. Just kind of almost rolling hills going up to these little mountains. I'm going to check to see if I have any cell phone coverage out here. But once in a while I have to take a little survey. Oh, this is just amazing. No, no cell phone coverage. Not surprising, though. Couple of little houses here. Maybe abandoned, I'm not sure. This has certainly got a little road going around it. I can't tell if it's a house that's still occupied. It's a log cabin-ish looking place. Well, now we're going down the back side of some of these mountains. This is just fantastic. Anyway, so, you know, this is probably going to be the most boring podcast. We're going to stay going, oh, this is great. Oh, this is fantastic. Going down a dirt road that's actually a state highway. And, you know, and it just, it's like, wow, this is so cool. Someplace I'd like to disappear into. And never be found, never be recovered. Oh, Jay disappeared, we must go search for him. It's like, don't bother, Jay doesn't want to be found. The whole concept of a sojourn on this earth is so appropriate to me. Another place for sale. I'm going to pull over. Snap a picture. Oh, how much land is attached to it. But it isn't like there's 500 people poking around. Trying to figure it out. Okay, I'm going to take a little pause here, and then we'll get back to it and take some pictures. Just for fun. At least I can see what I've been looking at. Okay, we're back. Yeah, we're back. Well, that's Jay. Can't pass up a for sale sign on something interesting looking. That might be a possibility. The... the mailbox is knocked down, so obviously somebody hasn't lived there in quite some time. Of course, it goes up to bordering right up against some really cool mountains I think would be really cool. You know, this is beautiful, beautiful surroundings, not just the boring stuff. Beautiful stuff. Anyway, okay, so we continue on our way, just going, ah, beautiful, ooh, ee, ah, ah, I don't know. And I don't know how much land there is. It could be just not very much. I don't know, like 10 acres. I mean, it's going to be a lot more than that, probably on the order of about 100. There's a cattle guard. Oh, and a road. There's a road out here. It's called right next to Piney Mountain Road. Where the heck does that go? I think that goes about 5 seconds. Is that what that's called? Is Piney Mountain? It's right by Piney Mountain. And right by a cattle guard across the state road, the state highway here. Because now you're on a situation where, I don't know. Anyway, so Piney Mountain Road looks cool because it seems to go right through some cool Piney Mountain things. Marvelous. Just stinking freaking marvelous. Sorry. Great stuff. Now we're just kind of getting out of the interesting stuff and going on the normal road. This road looks like it's a little bit better maintained. But, anyway. A little more gravel, at least. I don't think it's paved, but it certainly seems a lot better maintained. Oop, and there's some, what do we have around here? Or elk, deer, antelope. There's some antelope going past. They could be deer, though. They could be white-tailed deer. Yeah, I think it is. I don't see any horns on them, so there's white-tailed deer, a whole bunch of them, just looking like. Happens all the time. Boy, I bet you. I wonder what Lisa would think of this territory. We need to look it up. Of course, it's probably going to have 1,000 acres attached to it and cost $5 or $6 million. Isn't that the way all this stuff ends up being? Just a billion acres of all kinds of stuff. Anyway, just neat looking stuff. Some nice pinyons here. Nice little kind of almost grove, kind of in a little cut, in a little ravine. And so it's got some pinyons. I don't see any deciduous trees. The place that I looked at and snapped all the pictures, it's got a bunch of elms around it. A bunch of pretty antique, old elms. And anyway, okay, oh, another cow guard. Because there hasn't been any fences around the road here. And still continues not to be. So we're on some pretty sizable pieces of property here. Oh, anyway. Lots of cows. Oops, cows in the road. I've got to be careful on these roads because, you know, no fences. So cows are on the road. It's a washboard road. Yee-haw! Gotta get going a little faster so we just run on the top. Ooh, there's somebody, what, you see somebody's barn? Or a house or something down there? Lots of trash. As if it got flooded out a couple of times. Either that or it's somebody's big trash thing. Looks like they've got a well down there. Yeah, to an old stock tank that isn't working anymore. Anyway, so this road went right through some pretty cool stuff. Now, there's a cool ravine here, looking pretty good, and it looks like it gets pretty big. But I'm leaving that and going on over, kind of around the mountain I had taken pictures of before, I think. It's a beautiful place with where there's probably just a handful of people. There might be no more than 20 people in this entire region. And that's good in one way. In a way, my being in town is good because you can be more inconspicuous in the town. You know, when you're in a place with a whole lot of people, that doesn't create a problem. Well, if people say, "Oh, well, there's nobody there," there's some interesting land, but let me tell you, the stuff we've just been through is the cool looking stuff. All right. Now we're getting back to the plains. Not really much in the way of interesting things. This is, oh my gosh, it looks like this was a big, huge grass fire. It looks like. Sort of. I can't tell. But it's certainly darker, so it gives every impression of being like a grass fire. A little bit of terracing here and there, as if they're trying to keep some water in so they could irrigate. But I don't think this stuff is ever really intended to ever be irrigated. Another road here. Which county am I in, anyway? This is Alamo Road. Whatever that is. So. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Marvelous, marvelous. Just going by the way. And I probably just need to stop talking because it's all I am saying. It's marvelous, beautiful. Although, I think we've missed the more beautiful part. Although, I don't know. We're taking a turn to go down into some more interesting stuff. I like this road so far. 193 is becoming a very cool road. Every time you see something the least bit interesting, you're going to drive through it. What does this thing say? Oh, this has a sign that says Raton this way. That's funny. Just passing Maple Road, and we're continuing down the road. It says keep an eye out for cows, because this one whole side of this does not have a fence. It's almost kind of quaint how you take things like road signs from other places and how funny it sounds putting them here, you know, on kind of a dirt road where you're going, you normally wouldn't see any signs. You know, there's mile markers every mile, which borders on just being silly because most dirt roads you wouldn't have mile markers on. But here it is. Kind of still getting the back of the cool mountains that we went past, kind of the back of the Pine Mountain stuff. Here's Alamo Road again. I guess it's kind of a loop. We're going to have to look at this on Google Earth or something, see what we can see. Oh my goodness, a couple of hawks looking me over while I drive by. But anyway, I think I've given enough information to kind of pinpoint where that house is, so that if I need to go back and listen to this kind of back roads episode, that we can do that. Another cattle guard! Okay. Anyway, great, cool, neat stuff. We're probably only about 30 miles away from Raton. But pretty far out. Anyway, so I don't really have anything else to say. There's still some pretty interesting looking places here, some ravines and some rises and some ridges, but no mountains like we had back there that were really just stark raving cool. And I'm just going to have to let this go now. I think we've spent enough time, about 30 minutes on this, so we're going to let this go. This is Jay Nimro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. If you have any comments or any questions or concerns, the email address is autism, A-U-T-I-S-M, at Quix, Q-U-I-X, .us. This is episode number 663 of The Life Autistic. Have a great day.